Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 4, you will hear stories from our fifth collection, Trouble. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Water Lessons by Landis Wade. When I was a toddler, my mother tried to kill me. She took me to the YMCA and handed me to a half-dressed devil of a man with aged and leathered skin. He threw me in the deep end of the pool and laughed. He called it swimming lessons. The only lesson I took from the experience was to kick and scream every time Mom tried to take me back. And to this day, when I whiff that bleach-like scent from a chlorine-infested indoor pool, it all comes floating back. As a young boy, I didn't understand why Mom wasn't satisfied to let me play in the sprinkler. It was just as wet and just as cool. My playmates, whose mothers tried to murder them too, agreed. And because we liked the idea of playing in water that wasn't over our heads, we took to splashing around in the neighborhood creeks. It all went well until the biggest snake this side of the Amazon tried to eat my buddies and me. I swear the snake chased us 50 feet, and to this day I am skeptical of the rule that if you leave a snake alone, it will ignore you. It should be no surprise that when Mom asked me if I wanted to be on the swim team, I declined. Swimming made me think of that devil who tried to drown me. I also didn't like the fact that you couldn't touch the bottom during the race. By sticking to land sports, I avoided competitive swimming until a pretty girl smiled and asked me to fill in on her high school relay team at the local pool. Just do freestyle. I did, and swam hard. It was a neck-and-neck race until the lump of ignorance my neck holds in place slammed into the wall at the halfway mark. When I stood up to check the damage, they disqualified me in my first and last swim meet. The effort did not impress the pretty girl, and to this day, when I hear the starter's gun pop at the neighborhood pool, my head aches a little. As high school seniors close to graduation, my friends and I gave special meaning to the phrase, "Boys do stupid things in groups." We dared each other to climb to the top of the metal structure that held Buster Boyd Bridge together, 20 feet above moving traffic and 40 feet above the muddy water of Lake Wylie. Submerged pilings from the old bridge were the farthest things from our minds. We jumped to save face and live to tell the stupid tale. But to this day, every time I cross a bridge with a superstructure, I feel the need to hold my breath. My problem with boats began on the Cape Fear River when I was 11. Dad borrowed my uncle's Chris craft for the 3-day journey. It sputtered and died on the watery backside of nowhere between Fayetteville and Wilmington. He later bought a small outboard he flipped in the surf while trolling for Spanish mackerel near Mason's Inlet. And later I lost one of Dad's boats. I'd anchored it on Banks Channel, but it drifted off one night when the wind got up. That led to a Coast Guard story I kept from Dad until we found and re-anchored the boat. In college, I was old enough to drink beer and spicy food. Dad had the idea to take me deep sea fishing with one of his friends who had a seaworthy boat. The previous night's combination of alcohol and pepperoni pizza did not mix well with the smell of diesel and the slow rolling swells on the way to the Gulf Stream. The only thing I caught that day besides a close-up view of the head was a desire never to go deep sea fishing again. Mom must have known what she was doing with the swimming lessons, and Dad, once a beach lifeguard, took it from there. He taught me body surfing and took me on motorboat rides, where we sped across coastal waterways with wind in our hair. He took me saltwater fishing as a youngster, and though it didn't take, I discovered fly fishing in my 50s and took him along. I have found a common denominator in saltwater surfs and waterways, freshwater trout streams and rivers, and long hot showers, the ones without much chlorine. It's called happiness, and it's in the genes. Mom was happy she didn't have to worry about me playing in water over my head. Dad's happiness is on display in the photo I keep of him in the captain's chair of his Grady White, his last boat, where he wears a broad smile. Me, I'm happy my parents gave me lessons. They were more than worth the trouble. Copyright 2021, Landis Wade. Landis Wade is a recovering trial lawyer, award-winning author, and host of Charlotte Readers Podcast, where authors give voice to their written words. His third book, The Christmas Redemption, won the holiday category of the 12th Annual National Indie Excellence Awards. His essays, Shelby, Two Good Swings, Southern Tides, and What Luck These Friendships, appear in Bearing Up, Exploring, That Southern Thing, and Luck and Opportunity, four earlier anthologies published by the Personal Story Publishing Project. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a new feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 5 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.